Good evening, a very happy Saturday evening to you. Again, we find ourselves in a brand new month. We find ourselves here in the first weekend of the new month of March. Today is Saturday, March the 4th, and I welcome you here to First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries, where we always make the confession where the Word of God will change my life, and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. If you take anything away from this Saturday's evening's daily bread, I encourage you to get a hold of that confession. We have been making that confession for many years now. We stand by that confession. We make that confession daily because we have seen it work not only in the lives of ourselves, but in the lives of those around us, in the lives of those who have taken it and confessed it in their own lives, and also confessed it in their families' lives. So we know that confession works. Amen. And we know confessions work. Amen. So if you take anything away from this Saturday evening, get a hold of that confession. You know, it's not some catchy slogan that Pastor Jesse came up with. No, God gave it to him. God gave it to him specifically for this ministry, and we continue to make that confession. Amen. Again, today is Saturday, March the 4th. Appreciate you spending a little time with me here. I will try not to take up too much of your time. I do want to give you our scripture for this month, as well as a recap of the scriptures we have already given you this year. Amen. Again, remember, FHK for 2023, our focus is kingdom focus, kingdom priority. Amen. Kingdom priority for me in 2023. Amen. So if you have your pen and paper, you have your Bible with you, you're taking some notes, I encourage you to do so always when you're listening to the daily bread. Amen. But in January, we gave you Philippians 3:13. I'm going to go through these kind of fast. So if I lose you, just rewind it a bit. Amen. January was Philippians 3:13. Amen. February was 1 John 5:15. And our current scripture for this month of March is 2 Peter 3:18. Amen. 2 Peter 3:18. It says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." Amen. And really quick, if you haven't looked up these scriptures that Pastor Jesse gave at the start of the year, amen, I encourage you to do so. The first one was Hebrews 11:6. The second one was John 3:16. The third one was Matthew 18:14. The fourth one was Luke 9:20. Luke 9:20. The fifth one was Ephesians 3:17. Number six is Hebrews 12:2. Number seven, Mark 16:15. Number eight, Revelations 22:21. And the last one, number nine, was John 3:6. Amen. And those were the scriptures that we are incorporating in Kingdom Priority this year. Amen. For 2023. So if you haven't taken time to actually sit down and look up these scriptures, I encourage you to do so. It's a benefit for you. I'm going to repeat that. It's a benefit for you. Amen. Spending time with the Lord is a benefit for you. Amen. Now, this month of March, if you were with me yesterday, I spoke that this month I was going to be touching on the topic of abundance. Amen. So keeping in line with that, March, I'll be touching on abundance on Fridays and Saturdays with you. Amen. And this evening's is entitled, I Ask, Seek, knock and receive. Amen. If you're continuing to take notes, jot down Luke 11 verses 9 through 10 and go ahead and look that up a little bit later on this evening when you're spending time with the Lord. Amen. It says, "And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be open." Amen. That was Luke 11, 9 through 10. Amen. Now, it says, "Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, Father. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, Father. I am a seeker. I am an asker and a knocker. And because of this, I'm a receiver." Amen. Did you catch that? It might have seemed a little jumbled. It says, "I am an asker, a seeker, a knocker, and because of this, I'm a receiver." Amen. It says, "Thank you that your word says, if I ask, it shall be given to me. Thank you that your word says, if I ask, it shall be given to me. Thank you that you didn't say some will receive, but you said everyone, including me. When I ask, you give to me. When I knock, you open the door. When I seek, you guide me safely to my destination." Amen. I'm going to repeat that. It says, "When I seek, you guide me safely to my destination. I'm asking, Father, and therefore I have what I ask for. I have love. I have joy. I have health. I have prosperity. Thank you for being such a loving and generous Father to me." Amen. Again, ask, seek, knock, and receive. Amen. I'm touching on abundance this month. Amen. And I apologize if I get a little choked up, a little teary about this subject, but it still blesses me every day. Amen. That one of our ladies that attends our church and has been with First Kingdom Family Church for a good while, she got a bad report from the doctor, and the doctor told her, "We're going to have to go in and we're going to have to put a stent in your heart." Well, bless God, she said, "No, I don't receive that report. I don't want that in my heart." And she came to the pastors, she came to FHK, and she told them what she was expecting, what she was praying for. We agreed with her. Amen. What am I touching on this evening? I ask, I seek, I knock, and I receive. Amen. She knew what she wanted. She went to God. She asked for it. She came to First Kingdom Family Church and said, "I want you to come in agreement with me for this and that." And bless God, wouldn't you know that when the time came for the procedure, the doctor said she didn't need a stent and that everything was good. She got a clean bill of health. She was let go that same day, in and out patient. Amen. So bless God. This shows that, amen, you can have what you ask, what you seek, what you knock, and what you'll be receiving. Amen. Our words have power. As much as Pastor Jesse has touched on that subject in the past as well, there is life and there is death in the power of our words. Amen. We just need to know how to use them. Amen. But bless God, as it says right here, I have health. Amen. God will answer your prayers. God answers the prayers of First Kingdom Family Church. Amen. Again, it says, "When I ask, you give to me. When I knock, you open the door. When I seek, You guide me safely to my destination. Amen. I have health. Amen. I have prosperity. Amen. If you take anything away from this evening's daily bread, amen, is that our words have to line up with what the word says. And as we are asking the Lord, you know, I just gave you a scripture right here, Luke 11, 9 through 10. Amen. So that we are praying, which if you haven't remembered Pastor Jesse's tips on prayer, simple prayer, it's on our website. Amen. Encourage you to look that over again. Amen. Keep it simple. Amen. Just as this lady of our church, amen, she kept it simple. She knew what she wanted. She told the Lord. We prayed. We agreed with her. And bless God, it's just another example of how God answers the prayers of First is Kingdom Family Church. Amen. We get results. And it's not because of anything we do on our own. It's because of God. It's all God. Amen. That He blesses us and He answers our prayers. Amen. So again, I ask, seek, knock, and receive. Amen. Luke 11, 9, 10. Amen. Get a hold of that. I encourage you to listen. I encourage you to look that up in your Bible. Amen. And read it over and see what it says. Amen. Everyone is comfortable with different translations, I know. But again, blow the dust off the Bible wherever you may be having it laying, collecting dust. Amen. Luke 11, 9 through 10. And just read it out loud. Amen. And you will be blessed. Amen. Bless God. I appreciate you spending a little time with me here this beautiful Saturday evening here in Texas. Excuse me. Bless God. Join us tomorrow morning. Pastor Jesse's going to bless us again, once again, with a good word for our Sunday morning service here at First is Kingdom Family Church. Amen. I encourage you to tune in. Amen. Tune in tomorrow, 10 a.m. service here at First is Kingdom Family Church with Pastor Jesse. You'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. Amen. And then enjoy your Sunday evening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And then come right back and start fresh with us Monday evening. Pastor Jesse is going to kick us off with another week of the Daily Bread. Amen. Monday evening, 7 p.m. Amen. And then continue to listen throughout this week. Amen. Sister Grace will bless us on Tuesday. Pastor Rose will be with you Wednesday and Thursday. And I, myself, will be with you again next Friday and Saturday. Amen. So have a blessed week to come. Amen. Continue to be prayed up. Continue to pray Psalms 91. Continue to confess, God safeguard my household, me and my family's household. Amen. Before you leave, be prayed up. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit always. Amen. Follow Jesus' instructions. Amen. Keep the pastors in your prayer this week. Amen. They keep you in theirs. They pray for you daily. Amen. We are here for you if you need anything. On our website, there's the link where you can submit a prayer request or a praise report. Amen. Or just shoot us a message. Amen. We always get the notification. You know, I always keep an eye on the messages. Amen. That's, I guess, part of one of my duties, so to speak. So if you have a prayer request, never feel like you're bugging the pastors. Amen. Just submit it. Amen. Keep it simple. We will come in agreement. And just as the lady from our church, amen, has a great praise report, but not only that, is a walking miracle. Amen. A walking miracle that shows that the power of our words that the power of prayer works. Amen? And we're not special. Amen? It's our relationship that we have with the Lord. Amen? And if you were with me yesterday, I touched on encouraging you to make this month every day, spending time here with the daily bread, every day setting time aside to spend with the Lord, getting in your Bible, reading it, getting a devotional, amen, getting a little pad and paper, amen, some index cards to write down some of the confessions that we make, some of the scriptures, amen, get those by your sink in the morning. That way, when you're starting your day out, you're reading and confessing the scriptures out loud. Amen? I encourage you, make this month of March the best March you've had. Amen? And it starts this Saturday evening. Amen? You know, you might be sitting there thinking, well, Andrew, my March hasn't started off on the right foot. Bless God. Bless God, you know, it's a new day, and it always starts with prayer, amen, and just spend some time this evening and say, Lord, look, this month of March didn't start out the way I planned, or this month of March didn't start out the way I wanted to go, or it's not starting out the way I wanted to go. Keep it simple. Just come, be honest with the Lord. And you know what? Spend some quiet time, some alone time, and just be still and listen to what God will tell you. Amen? God will flip this bad start of a month on its backside and get it right back on track for you. Amen? So be blessed. Have a blessed week. Again, tune in every week, or should I say, well, we want you to tune in every week. Amen? At 7 p.m. for our Daily Bread series, amen, especially this month. I know Pastor Jesse has some good messages lined up. I know Sister Grace has some good teachings she is going to bless us with as well this month. And of course, Pastor Rose always comes with the word this month as well, amen. So be blessed. I'll be with you again next Friday. Be blessed, be safe, be prayed up. Unexpected blessings, amen. Kingdom priority for me in 2023. Amen. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Follow Jesus' instructions. The angels of the Lord watch over and protect you. The favor of God is upon you. The favor of man follows you, and people can't help but to bless you. Amen. Unexpected blessings. Amen. My due season is here now. Amen. My due season is here now. My due season is here now. Amen. Be blessed. Have a wonderful rest of your Saturday evening. Again, join us tomorrow, 10 a.m. service with Pastor Jesse. You'll be blessed. Amen. Enjoy the weekend. Have a blessed week to come. I will see you next weekend.